This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, where we intend to entertain you as often as we can. And I have Kevin Hagelin back in studio. My best radio friend. But guess what? Mike and I made a really good, strong relationship last week happen.
It's nice.
I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited about the future with me and Mike.
Even with all that stuff.
We kicked names and took some butt.
Yeah, that's not a real thing.
Even with all that stuff you said about your mom.
Hey, dude, come on, man. I told him to shut up one time last week. I promised I would never do that, but he pushed me too far.
Okay.
All right, so speaking of being pushed too far, 20% of the NFL players did not vote for the CBA.
It's so strange. Like, okay, I understand that voting is not always the most fun thing in the world, but like, just look at NFL players versus regular humans. Okay, so we just had like the primaries and everything here in Texas in the last couple of weeks. Some people stood in line for hours to vote in the primary, and the NFL is like, all right, check it out. You can vote on your computer in the next week. Whew, that's a lot of pressure.
You can even do it from your smartphone if you want.
That's a lot of pressure. Can I have more time? All right, I'll tell you what. You can have some extra days to push the yes or no button. All right, let me see what I can do. And still, like, 500 people didn't vote. 20% didn't vote, and it got decided by 60 votes. Your vote definitely could have swung this.
It's amazing that the players' union decided that everybody has a vote. It's not the way it is in Major League Baseball. A guy like, I know that his name isn't known anymore, but Vance Wilson was the backup catcher for Mike Piazza when I was with the Mets. He was our player rep. He would take the pulse of the team, and his vote counted for all the New York Mets. So there were 30 votes, not, I don't know, 1,200 votes, however many players there are in Major League Baseball, kind of are a 40-man roster at a time. But I don't want to anymore. Please stop me over this next 9 years. Hopefully we're getting to do this job for the next 9 years. If a player has a problem because the commissioner has done something unfair to him, or a player gets blackballed out of the league, or something like that happens, I don't care. You guys decided not to care, so I am not going to try to defend you. If something is really wrong in the CBA and you guys are getting taken advantage of, you agreed to a 9-year situation, I don't care. You players don't care about yourselves or the past or the future. You care about just yourself in the moment and at the time. And that's fine. It's kind of great for us because we're going to have breaking news all day, all week for free agency and the new CBA. But I don't care about you as a player anymore and your rights as a human, your rights as a player. You gave them away. Like you said, 20% didn't even vote on this. So I don't care about you anymore as, like, I'm not going to try to defend you. The NBA has struck. They have tried really hard, whether it was 2011, 1998, 99. Major League Baseball is going to go through probably a tough time because they're going to stand up for their rights. You guys don't care about your rights, so I don't care about you.
Wow. And I found it fascinating.
Real quick, though. What's a bigger thing of not caring about your rights? The fact that they didn't push back, or the fact that a big portion didn't even vote?
I think it's that 20% of the people didn't vote. I understand.
That makes me mad, for sure.
Because all you had to do, like, was open up your computer or your phone and push a button. Like, you don't have to go anywhere.
Have you ever been to a city council meeting?
Yes.
This is where it's a little sketchy for me, okay, in that respect. You go to a city council meeting, you sit down, and they're getting ready to vote on something, and two of the people on the council stand up and walk off. And you're like, what? What just happened? Why did they walk off? Well, they have some sort of business that's associated with the vote. So they are going to no vote in order to not look or sway either something one way or the other. So that for me is kind of like, whoa, hold on. So maybe there were some players that didn't vote for whatever other purpose. But for anybody else that just voted because they were like, I didn't know what to do, and they were paralyzed by the idea of putting yes or no, that's ridiculous. Y'all are a union. You got to work together on that.
It's frustrating. I think I've kind of given my frustrations. It's good that it's done for us because we don't have to worry about it for 9 years. But yeah. But this is – so here's my point that I just forgot, but now I got it, is – we say that college is very important. A lot, not maybe me, but a lot of people say that college is important. But yet, basketball players, a lot of them just go to college for 1 year. And then with baseball players, a lot of them don't even go to college at all. A lot of them even come from places where at 16 years old, they've decided at 16 years old, they're going to stop school and just concentrate on baseball. Right. Because in the Dominican Republic or Venezuela or someplace like that, they've decided, man, they're going to give me $150,000 or $1.5 million. I am now going to stop high school and just concentrate on baseball. Yet the people that have the most education, the football players, have the most education out of basketball and baseball players and hockey players. Now, hockey, I can't really lump in because their sport isn't that popular, they kind of have to give in to what the owners want, is the people with the most education. So you guys that are out there saying education is so important, 3-4 years of college is so important for these NFL players, the people with the most education are the people that give in to the most and know the least. It's really weird.
Guys, a little breaking news. Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. By the way, we will have Mark Herzlich from Radio.com on to talk about the CBA coming up at 11.
Kevin? Used to be the treasurer.
Yeah. The 2020 NFL draft player selection process was supposed to proceed April 23rd and 25th and be televised.
Knew this was coming.
In consideration of current information,
oh dear,
the NFL will modify its plans for the 2020 NFL draft. Public NFL draft events in Las Vegas have been canceled.
But not the draft itself?
Public NFL draft events in Las Vegas next month will not take place. The decision reflects our foremost priority, the health and safety. While this outcome's disappointing, you know, it's all that stuff. So the NFL is exploring innovative options for the process will be conducted and will provide the information as it becomes available. The selection process will be televised, but it will not be public in Las Vegas.
Okay, what I need to know, Corey, and I know this is breaking news, but I need you to track this down.
Gotcha.
Will the players, just the players, not the fans and everything, will they still be allowed out there to ride the little boat?
No, they just said public stuff's canceled.
No, those are people not involved in the process, all right? When WWE and UFC are still running their shows, the people participating still get to be out there doing the things. Will the players getting drafted still get to ride on the boat is what I need to know.
That was going to be my favorite thing, Mike, because that would have been complete chaos. Yeah. People just don't do well on boats. That's just the way that it is. And now it's not going to happen. Yeah. I think the process, there's going to be a lot of Skype televised stuff. I think there will be, you know, owners and GMs doing their war room thing.
Yeah.
And we might even see a new access that we've never experienced. They're still losing the revenue that comes from the event. But I think we might see a new approach to this that might be even more fun and more interactive.
Well, I assume that we're just going to see a lot more highlights of the players after they're picked, right? Because we're not going to have the show of the jersey and all that they're going to say they're picked, and they kind of immediately go to highlights and have their analysts break down highlights. So maybe it becomes more entertaining to us, at least to me. I don't really care about the person going up on stage and meeting Roger Goodell and taking pictures.
That's a great moment for the player.
For the player, it is. For the audience, maybe it's more, hey, let me see highlights from this player. Give me 2 more minutes of breaking down this player before we go to, hey, the New York Giants are on the clock. So maybe for the audience, maybe it'll be like, man, I'm getting more information in this draft while players are being picked, or what could possibly be the next thing to happen in this draft because of that, because we're not doing all of that. And I agree with you, Corey. For the player, that probably does mean a lot for certain guys. But for us as the audience, we're probably going to get more information on the players being picked and the players possibly about to be picked.
The one thing you will not get, though, is all of the people relentlessly booing Roger Goodell for the first several picks. That is something that I always thoroughly enjoyed because he seemed to kind of lean into it. But this seemed inevitable. Like, I was even joking on Twitter with Kavanaugh. So I was like, I don't even know why you guys keep doing all these scouting reports. You know the draft is going to get canceled just like everything else. So I'm glad that it appears as though it's still going to happen.
Yeah.
Which at this point, I'm like, well, that's a little bit of a surprise. But not surprising that they would be like, well, no people can go to this.
Because the government said big crowds of people
can't
get together,
Kevin. I know.
That's
what I said. I'm not surprised that they would do that.
Of course, you're not surprised.
I would like to know Autoflex Leasing fan text. I know a lot of people are crushing me for my take on... Now, a lot of people agree with me on my take. It's kind of 50-50, but people are calling me a moron, and I know, 337, you love calling me a moron and that I'm stupid. I know you hate me, but thanks for listening all the time. Do you think that the players voted the right way? I get it, because they're like,
Twitter,
Mike,
it's
a democracy, and that's everybody should have a vote. That's the way the NFLPA decided to do it, and that's the way they decided to do it. Do you think they're doing it the right way? Do you believe that what they voted for was going to be the best deal, and so they were really smart that 52% of the people that did vote made the right decision because Jerry Jones was going to pull it back to 40%. If you guys kept voting no, that they were only going to give you 25% of the money coming in if you kept voting no.
Okay, and see, and that, I want to hear from more of those, like, players that would, like, you got to figure are the giant portion of this block. Because you saw, like, Eric Ebron, I can't believe we agreed to this. Darius Leonard, I'm so hot. Allen Robinson, trash, freaking trash. Like, that's awesome. But these are people who have made, or in Leonard's case, are set to make a lot of money. I want to hear more from, you know, like the fringe backup lineman or the veteran who is about to see their salary over the next few years go up from a minimum of $600,000 to a minimum of $1 million. And so many of these players who are going to be lucky to make it the average 3 or 4 years. Those are the people who voted for this. I want to hear from them who are like, look, I could not afford to lose a season or maybe more.
But I understand what you're saying. In 2002, when we almost went on strike again, yep, in Major League Baseball, I had made very little money playing baseball, but I wasn't going to cross the line. Sometimes you have to sacrifice your own money for the betterment of the players that are coming after you.
How many people think that? Like, I understand
baseball,
the concept. That,
No.
In life. In life, how many people think I'm going to sacrifice what's good for me and my family now for the betterment of the future? I feel like that is a lot of people don't ascribe that.
I agree with you, and I think that's why Major League Baseball is going to try, the owners are going to try to press here the next year when their agreement is up, is really going to try to press, because I think they think that most people now are such a me and a now person.
Sure.
That they won't see the sacrifices that the players in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s made for these players today, that they're going to press and see if they're as weak as the NFL players. Now, the NFL players have been weak since time, pretty much, in the history. The Tony Dorsett, Randy White, whether they're listening or not, I mean, they screwed over these players today because they did nothing and crossed the lines. And I'd have to really look and see exactly who crossed, like in the 80s.
Yeah,
and
maybe I'm pretty sure they both did.
Right? I mean, they screwed over the players today, and it doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means that they set a precedent for these players to not care about the players of the past or the players of the future. It's okay. It is what it is. For the people that disagree with me, I agree with you that, hey, it was a democracy in the NFL. You had a chance to vote or not vote, and they voted for this. But I don't think we should stand up for the players' rights over the next 9 years when they possibly could be getting really screwed over because they decided that this was the best that they could do. So we shouldn't say, hey, I think the players should have more rights. They had a chance to stand up for their rights, and they didn't. So I'm not going to stand up for them when they have something go wrong.
Eric Dickerson Lawrence Taylor, those names were also included in being the final guys to kind of cross the line back then, whenever that was kind of the final blow to the whole situation. I know we're talking NFL, we're talking CBA, and there's a lot more, Kevin, that we haven't even gotten into.
Yeah.
This is an NBA story, and I kind of love it because I'm very curious as to how this is all going to go down. Yahoo Sports reports NBA players and NBA and Players Association have reached an agreement to eliminate drug testing during the coronavirus hiatus.
Huh. Okay, so
that's hilarious, right? Like, that's objective. Hey, you guys got a lot of stress to deal with.
No. I don't think that's what
just
it is.
Party at the house if you can.
That's what I think it is. I think they're like, all right, look, we understand that when you're not playing basketball, we think all you do is go out and party and do drugs. So because of that, since there's no basketball, we're going to go ahead and waive that. That's what I think. I think that's the rest of the league saying, check it. I believe that all you do when you're not hooping is doing drugs. So
instead of creating a problem and a news story that we don't need, you guys do what y'all got to do, because don't worry about any testing.
You know what? I think they've overestimated how much people care. Like, honestly, with the way the world is going right now, if LeBron James tested positive for doing all kinds of cocaine tomorrow, that would make a dent for a half a second, and then it would get pushed back away
by some new COVID story.
Yeah, exactly. I think they have overestimated how much people are going to be like, oh, no, Kevin Durant did whatever? Like, but good for them.
And, Mike, I know we talk about this a lot. Jason Harding on Twitter tweeted out and said, are they still working to complete the ballpark? What percentage do they have left?
Come on.
I can contact one of the people just to see.
His last question is, will the coronavirus be more memorable than Game 6? So that's a question that only y'all can answer.
I don't want that person to ever text in again.
I love Jason's tweets.
No, they can continue their private conversations
36 minutes into the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.